WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. Hope it is starting off right for you. It is so far so good here. It's a little chilly out. It's 41 degrees, but it's bright and sunny, and it's going to be another beautiful day just like yesterday was. I hope all of you enjoyed your Mother's Day, especially the moms out there. I hope that you got to do everything it was that you wanted to do and didn't have to do anything you didn't want to do. I got the chance to go over and visit my mom for a bit and see my sisters, two of my sisters, who were all moms. Sorry I didn't get to see you, Carrie. Happy Mother's Day. She got a flat tire. But we had a great time just kind of chilling and relaxing and having some conversation and then, you know, enjoying the nice weather. So hope you got the chance to do so as well. And also, I know, you know, we talk a lot about Dee's Hot Dogs here on the program because they are the sponsor of Fun Fridays. But of course, Dee's wants you to also go to Gary's Best. Dee and I have talked about this at length. She supports everybody going everywhere to enjoy their hot dogs. And yesterday, Gary's Best was having a special event where they're, because they've got so much merchandise over the years and whoever the new owners are, you know, they might not keep the name. So they're taking all the Gary's Best merch that they have and just giving it away. So they put out a bunch of stuff yesterday. They're going to put more stuff out again on Father's Day. I stopped by and got a couple of Frisbees, a couple of keychains, and one of the polos. So someday I'll wear that to work, and I won't tell anybody that I'm going to wear it. I'll just show up with it and see if anybody notices. Like, is that a Gary? That's a Gary's Best. Yeah, that's Gary's Best hot dog. Yeah. I didn't make it over there in time for a T-shirt. People grabbed those up before I got there. Today is also, well, that's actually the second day of National Police Week. It started yesterday and it runs through this coming Saturday. National Police Week. It is a week to respect, honor, and remember police officers. And we've got a bunch of special things planned throughout the course of the week, including two special live broadcasts with Chris McCarthy. So he is at Tropical Smoothie in Fairhaven today. They are one of the proud sponsors of Police Week here on WBSM. So Chris is over there. I'm going to be broadcasting live his entire show from Tropical Smoothie. So you can stop by and get yourself a smoothie. Or one of the things I love to get there is they have this great peanut butter and banana flatbread that they do. Oh, man. So good. Perfect for breakfast or lunch or a snack. But anyway, he'll be over there broadcasting his entire show today, so you can stop by and see him. And I know he's got special guests planned throughout the week related to National Police Week. And then he's going to wrap up the week on Friday with a live broadcast from the Honeydew on Route 18 in New Bedford. And as part of that, they're also going to have a Seize the Deal on Friday for Honeydew. So you're going to want to stay tuned for all of that. But that'll be South Coast Now, happening at 9 a.m. today from Tropical Smoothie in Fairhaven. Go on by and hang out with Chris, and he'll probably put you on the microphone and have you sit down and talk to him for a few minutes. Later on today, we're going to be joined in the 7 o'clock hour by Manny, the Money Man Resendiz of Euclid Financial Services for Money Monday. You know him from the Retirement Factory here on WBSM. He's going to come and talk with us about just, you know, what should you be doing for your retirement in the current economy? Because a lot of people, I think, are concerned about what's going on, whether you see the long-term vision of the Trump administration or not, people are looking at this and saying, but how is this going to affect my retirement in the short term and in the long term? So that's why I think it's important to have it, keep having these conversations with Manny each week, each month rather, when he comes in for Money Monday. And then at 7:30, we're going to have a special part of the broadcast for you. Because if you remember last week, we talked with Katie Green of the One South Coast Chamber about their upcoming celebrity scholarship dinner on May 20th with Johnny Damon. And one of the things that we had tried to do, obviously, was we tried to get Johnny Damon to call into the show. And he's very busy. He's out promoting his new energy drink called A-Game, which is definitely a different option on the market. You know, it's all natural. And it's something that Johnny is a firm believer in. So he's out there working and promoting that. So he didn't have a whole lot of time to be able to book radio interviews and things like that to promote this celebrity scholarship dinner. But what they were able to do is last Friday, they arranged a half an hour of time when all the media could get together at once. And Katie asked Johnny a couple questions. And then each member of the media got to ask Johnny a couple of questions. And I said, well, gee, I don't want to just pull out the questions that I asked. And I don't want to do that disingenuous thing that some radio talk show hosts do where they take an interview that somebody else did and they insert their own questions over it. I don't like that. So I said, you know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play that audio in its entirety. So I'm going to do that in the 7:30 hour, right at 7:30. We'll play that. It's about 25 minutes of discussion, but it's pretty interesting stuff hearing from Johnny Damon. So we'll play that. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo for his regular weekly appearance. And we'll take your phone calls during that segment as well. So it's going to be a pretty packed show here today, but we've got a lot going on. We've got time to talk with you at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. During National Police Week, if you would like to give a shout out to a police officer, whether currently active or retired or no longer with us, if you would like to record that and send it to me on the WBSM app, we'll play them during the course of the week. You just got to open up the WBSM app, hit the open line button, record your audio, and then press send, and it's going to send it over to me. You got about a minute to say what you want to say, which is actually a lot of time. A minute is a lot of time to talk uninterrupted. And so we're going to give you that entire minute, and as long as you just keep it, you know, something that we can put on the air, don't use any bad words or anything, we will play it in its entirety at some point during Police Week. So you have that opportunity all week long to support a police officer. Or maybe you don't know an officer in particular, but you just want to thank the men and women of the department of your community for the work that they do. You can do all of it. Maybe you're a business owner and you want to give them a shout out for, you know, some of the things they've done for you over the years. It's all there for you on the WBSM app, on the open line button. Just press that, record your audio, and send it right over. And we want to thank our proud sponsors of Police Week on WBSM. Tropical Smoothie in New Bedford and Fairhaven. First Defense Supply in Taunton. And also Ward 6 Counselor Joe Lo- I'm sorry. Ward 5 Counselor Joe Loeb. Still haven't gotten used to that. So we've got all of that for you this week. And looking forward to hearing some of the great discussion that Chris has planned for National Police Week. One thing that I want to bring you up to date on is, you might have heard this discussed on Paul Santos' show on Saturday, which, by the way, we're working to get the podcast out. So now, because each hour is an individual episode, there's four episodes released now, so that should be enough to get it out there on the podcast services. So I'm going to make sure that the IT team gets that going this week. And he was talking about how there had been a development in the case that we talked about last week. Juan Francisco Mendez had been ordered released. He was the person that was taken by ICE. They had broken the car window. And he had been held in New Hampshire for the past month with no charges filed against him. And so the judge had ordered his release, and he was supposed to be transferred back to Massachusetts and then released at some point on Thursday or Friday. I forget which day it was that it was supposed to be that he was getting transferred. But then the ICE had said that there, well, Department of Homeland Security had said that there was an issue because the there was the alien registration number. He had been assigned multiple alien registration numbers, and the lawyer had a different one than the one that they had. And there was also a form that the lawyer that says that she's his lawyer that he had physically on his person, but they hadn't registered electronically. So Department of Homeland Security said you need to file that paperwork electronically, and that's going to take a day to be processed. So they were holding on to him for another day, which probably, in effect, probably would have kept him there over the weekend because of the administrative, you know, I'm sure they don't process people on set. Maybe they do. I don't know. But then what ended up happening is in the interim, in that time, they filed charges against him. So in that time, they filed misdemeanor charges of illegal entry against him. And now that means they're able to hold him until a May 15th hearing, which is, what's today, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, Thursday. So they were able to hold him until Thursday for this hearing. They did petition a judge to say, you know, can you release him, and then he'll come back on Thursday. And the judge did not want to grant them that. The motion to release was denied, and he will be held until that hearing on Thursday. But it seems rather convenient, right? That, hold on, we've got some incorrect numbers here and incorrect paperwork. Even though we've been ordered to release him, we've got some clerical errors that we had 4 weeks to fix that apparently they didn't tell anybody about. And now they're going to file charges. It just seems like they didn't have their act together, or they're just looking for something to be able to keep holding this guy. So we'll keep an eye on that. I know Brian Thomas is in contact with his lawyer, and we'll get you updates each night on Brian's beat. I know Paul is in contact with the lawyer, and we'll continue to bring you updates on his Saturday morning show. And of course, New Bedford Light has been following the story along very closely, and they'll keep updating you, and we'll keep an eye on that as well. But that's the latest. Just wanted to make sure that you were aware of the latest information on that. Also, I know a lot of people out there say, well, Tim can never say anything nice about Donald Trump. I'll say this. I don't think it's going to have much impact. But if he can make something happen out of this executive order to lower drug prices, that would be a good thing. I just don't know how much weight that's going to carry because those prices are set by Congress. And also, the other concern I would have is this step one in dismantling the Affordable Care Act coverage? Like, is lowering drug costs a way to then soften the blow of saying, oh, yeah, and by the way, we're going to take away the ACA? So those two things have me concerned, but on the surface, just bringing down drug prices is good. Now, some of the warnings against this. So the idea is this executive order would say that the drug prices would have to be equivalent to the lowest price that other nations are paying. I believe the term that Trump used for it was most favored nation status for the drug prices. Now, there's concern because people are saying, well, that means that you are allowing foreign markets to dictate what Americans pay, and that they would be the ones setting the price of the drugs. But I think if it lowers it down, you know, that's a moot point because the cost of medication is too high, unnecessarily high. I was speaking with someone the other day who said that when they went in and had a baby, they checked themselves out early so that they could go home and take pain medication instead of getting whacked for $20 every time they took a pill. I've got a bottle of Motrin at home or ibuprofen or whatever it is that you're taking. I don't know. But, you know, I got a bottle of those at home. I don't need to have them give them to me for $20 a pill. And believe me, having been hospitalized a couple times in the last couple of years, I've seen what those prices can be. First of all, there's a, you know, there's a minimum you can expect to pay just for walking in the door. When I thought that I was having a heart attack, and thank God it wasn't that, but they said to me, do you want to wait? Because it's going to be a while before we can get you a room, and you got to stay in the emergency room, or we can transport you to Charlton and you can have a room right away. And I said, can I drive myself to Charlton? And they said, no, you can't drive yourself. You have to go in an ambulance. And I said, well, then I'll just stay here. Because I knew that that was only going to add more cost onto my bill, having to take the ambulance. And also, I knew at that point I wasn't having a heart attack, so I wasn't that concerned about, you know, how long it was going to take me to get a room. What's the difference between being in a room in the emergency room and being in a room upstairs, aside from it's quieter upstairs? But I can sleep in anything, so it didn't bother me any. But what would have bothered me is paying that bill. You know, they're not going to say, well, yeah, well, it's our fault. We don't have a room. So, you know, we're not going to charge you for the ambulance. They didn't say that. They wouldn't say that. So, yeah, I made that decision based on affordability. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back with the news with Mike in just a few moments.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today, the final stage of jury selection in Manhattan for the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. Prosecutors allege Combs used his fame and power to sexually abuse women from 2004 to 2024. Combs pleaded not guilty after his September arrest and has been held without bail at a federal lockup in Brooklyn. If he's convicted, he would serve a mandatory 15 years in prison.
President Trump leaves the White House today for a four-day trip to the Middle East. While there, he's expected to reaffirm his commitment for freedom and prosperity in the region. He'll visit U.S. troops at the airbase in Qatar, the largest U.S. military base in the region. He'll also be in the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, where he'll get an update on Israel-Gaza war and ceasefire talks. It was another day of headaches for travelers thanks to a ground stop at Newark Liberty International Airport. The FAA issued a 45-minute ground stop after an equipment failure Sunday morning. According to FlightAware, dozens of flights were canceled. The FAA released a statement calling it a telecommunications issue at the Philadelphia area facility that guides planes in and out of Newark Airport. 2 days earlier, radar screens briefly went dark. The U.S. is blocking imports of livestock for now along the southern border with Mexico. It's an effort to stop the spread of a parasitic insect. Mark Mayfield has details.
The Department of Agriculture announced Sunday the measures were being taken in response to the New World screwworm, a pest detected on farms some 700 miles from the border. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said the suspension would continue on a month-by-month basis until containment and eradication efforts show progress. I'm Mark Mayfield.
An investigation's underway after a man was found dead in a kangaroo and wallaby enclosure in Horry County, South Carolina. 52-year-old Eric Slate was found with multiple blunt injuries on Friday evening. An autopsy is being done to determine the cause of death. Netflix is planning to pull its interactive movie selections from the streaming service. The streamer plans to remove Black Mirror, Bandersnatch, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy vs. the Reverend. The decision seemingly marks an end to Netflix efforts to make the interactive format available to customers, and it comes as the company ramps up its gaming portfolio. The newly redesigned TV homepage now features games that users can play on connected televisions with their mobile phones, serving as a game controller. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new study says you should avoid evening exercise if you want a good night's sleep. The study of about 15,000 men and women says exercising 4 hours before bedtime makes it harder to fall asleep. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, releasing its annual allergy report, which names the challenging cities for those with the most allergies.
The report focuses on tree, grass, and weed pollen counts through the year, along with over-the-counter allergy medicine use and the availability of board-certified allergists. This year's report named Wichita, Kansas, as the number one allergy capital for the third year in a row. Rounding out the top five is New Orleans, Louisiana, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Lisa Carton.
An investigation is underway after a homeowner in Woodland Hills near Los Angeles found home security video of an Amazon driver delivering more than just his package.
The video footage shows the Amazon delivery driver dropping off a package, then dropping their shorts to leave behind the smelly delivery. According to the homeowner, Amazon's response to the incident was not apologetic. The homeowner also got video footage of a soiled paper towel that was left in a planter just outside the property. I'm John Fink.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1 yesterday. Boston heads to Detroit tonight. Celtics take on the Knicks in Game 4 tonight at 7:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Your Monday will feature a day full of sunshine from start to finish. It will be breezy at times from the southwest, and your high should top out in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear skies. Lows will drop to the seasonable 50s. And for Tuesday, partly sunny skies. It will be warmer with a high near 73. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to ride and do like this? Just good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is beat up. You can't touch it. I told you.
And welcome back in. You can't touch this. Well, don't touch it, because I got it set exactly the way that I want it. And if you touch it, it's going to mess with it. And I won't know how to fix it. That's pretty much how it goes. So as I mentioned, this is National Police Week. And later on today, from 9 to noon, Chris McCarthy will be broadcasting live from Tropical Smoothie in Fairhaven. And during National Police Week, WBSM is proud to partner with Karen and the Tropical Smoothie Cafe team in New Bedford and Fairhaven to recognize the courageous officers who keep the South Coast safe. Tropical Smoothie Cafe is the perfect place to grab a quick, refreshing wrap, flatbread, or smoothie, and take a little mental vacation for yourself. And it's getting warmer out, and a smoothie from Tropical Smoothie is the best way to satisfy your cravings for something cold and sweet. If you have time to sit down and eat, grab a table, or sit out on the patio in Fairhaven and try one of the smoothie bowls. There's chia oatmeal pudding, peanut butter protein crunch, acai bowls, and more. They even do catering if you feel bad and need to bring food back to the office for everyone else. And as always, Tropical Smoothie Cafe proudly offers a year-round 15% discount to all first responders in uniform or with valid ID as their way of saying thanks. So turn your meal break into a flavor getaway with Tropical Smoothie Cafe, located at 2 Sarah's Way in Fairhaven inside the CVS Plaza, or on Tarkiln Hill Road in New Bedford. And again, as I mentioned, the peanut butter and banana flatbread is, breakfast, lunch, a snack. Sometimes I have it just as like a little protein snack. in the afternoon, and they drizzle honey over it. You can't get any better than that. That, with one of their great smoothies, is the perfect pick-me-up. And thank you to Karen and the Tropical Smoothie team for helping us bring you National Police Week this week. You can stop by and see Chris today from 9 to noon over at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Fairhaven. 508-996-0500. That is my number. If you want to call in and chime in. So Ward 3 counselor Sean Oliver is taking the lead here in calling for this audit to happen of the Massachusetts legislature. He sent out a letter, and this is an official letter, and it's been sent to the Attorney General of Massachusetts, Andrea Campbell. I'm just going to read it to you quickly because it's not that long. He says, "Dear Attorney General Campbell, I am writing to urge your office to support Massachusetts State Auditor Diana DeZoglio in her lawful and vital efforts to audit the state legislature. In 2024, 71.57% of Massachusetts voters, a staggering, 2.3 million citizens, voted in favor of expanding the auditor's powers to include oversight of the state legislature. This overwhelming public mandate reflects the people's clear desire for greater transparency, accountability, and ethical governance on Beacon Hill. Yet despite this resounding directive from the electorate, Auditor DeZoglio's attempts to carry out this duty have met resistance from within the very institution she was elected to hold accountable. This is deeply troubling and undermines the democratic will of the people of Massachusetts. As the state's chief law enforcement officer, you have both the authority and responsibility to stand up to the rule of law and defend the powers granted to the constitutional officers by the voters. I respectfully request that your office formally support Auditor DeZoglio's right to audit the state legislature, just as she would any other state agency, and if necessary, assist in clarifying and enforcing this mandate through the appropriate legal avenues. Massachusetts cannot afford to have its own laws and democratic processes disregarded by those in power. The integrity of our government depends on the transparency and the rule of law, applying equality to all. Thank you for attention to this urgent matter, and I trust you will act in the best interest of our Commonwealth and its citizens. Sincerely, Sean Oliver, New Bedford Ward 3 City Councilor." And I think there's support across the board from voters on this. Democrat, Republican, Independent, other parties. The citizens want to see this happen. What is the legislature hiding that they don't want this to happen? 508-996-0500. We can talk about that or whatever else is on your mind. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Very good. I'm glad you got to have a nice weekend with your mom and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say to all the policemen out there, thank you for your service to choose such a dangerous and crazy profession. So that's a big deal, and I'm glad they're being honored. And you are going to have a very busy show, so I just figured I better call in now and say hi and everything. My brother's listening. He went back in the hospital. He got home Friday, late Friday, and then Saturday, I didn't get to call in to Brian. I feel so bad, but we were on the phone for like 2 hours. And then yesterday he went back in for an infection. But the good news is they caught it before it got septic.
Good, good.
So, yeah, so I'm really happy about that. So that's about it. I'm just going to start to get ready. I think I'm going to head to Boston. So, yeah, I just wanted to say hi and thank all the police officers out there for your service.
Well, safe travels and give our best to your brother.
Thank you, kiddo.
Bye-bye. All right. Have a good day. And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. Yes, it is National Police Week, so if you want to thank a police officer, you can either call in and do it, or if you want to record it on our app, just open up the app, hit the open line button, and record it. Record what you want to say. You get 1 minute uninterrupted. Just keep it something we can put on the air, and we'll play them throughout the course of the week. Because it is National Police Week, and we are observing that all week long. Now, one of the things that I think you will find as part of National Police Week is people are going to be doing things for officers. You're going to see a lot of these posted up on the Facebook pages of some of the police departments. Somebody will bring them by lunch or bring them by some donuts or whatever. And while police officers always appreciate that, just make sure you call ahead and let them know that you want to do it. Don't, I mean, it's nice to surprise them, but it's also good to kind of give them a heads up too. They like to arrange it so that, you know, they can actually have the officers be there instead of having everybody kind of out in the field. And they want to make sure that they can take a photo with you to thank you. So it's good to give them a little bit of a heads up. But I'm sure many of the local businesses will be doing that. I'm sure many private citizens will be doing that over the course of this week. And that's the good thing about this community, is we know that we have people, good people, that want to thank their police officers, the men and women who put their lives on the line and give up so much of their time and self to be able to keep you safe. And with that in mind, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. You're going to hear a little bit more about Police Week. Well, I hope that you didn't do that. I hope you got up when your alarm went off and you're ready to face the day. And just a little note here that I received during the break. But while Chris McCarthy is broadcasting live from Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Fairhaven today from 9 to noon, any police officer that comes by with an ID, Karen is going to give you half off your order. So half off everything at Tropical Smoothie Cafe for police with ID during Chris's broadcast today from 9 to noon. All the more reason to stop by and say hi to Chris. He's going to have an open mic over there for you so you can come down and sit down, and he'll be more than glad to talk to you. And, of course, he'll take your phone calls as well during the show, too. And I'll take your calls now at 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm thinking about my family. I'm very proud of my dad, who passed away, but he was a local police officer. And my grandson now is a police officer in Washington, D.C. And they both had lots of stories.
Was your grandson inspired by your father? Is that why he did it? Or was it just his calling that he just felt for a different reason?
I think it was just his calling.
Yeah.
But one of my dad's, one of the things he talks about, I'm sure he had lots of stories, but one of the things was delivering a baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My ex-father-in-law was a firefighter, and he had delivered so many babies. He's like, I probably delivered more than most doctors. Because they're usually the first ones there when something happens, so.
Yep, yep. My grandson went through January 6th, so. I was very nervous.
Oh,
about
so
it,
he was there during that?
He was there.
Wow.
And he actually helped some dignitaries through a tunnel to get out of a building that was endangered. So he very proud of him. He actually had to pull his weapon. So.
Wow. So for him, in his experience, it was something more violent than the way that people try to portray it now.
Well, yeah. He was very traumatized by it.
Why?
One of the worst things he said was tear gas. He said, yeah. Terrible time with tear gas.
Oof. Well, I hope that he's healing from the trauma of the event now, and I hope that he's doing better.
He is. He's very strong, and I'm very proud of him.
Well, we are too. Tell him thank you for serving the D.C. area, and that we appreciate all that he does.
I will.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thank you.
And yes, we're going to take your calls and your voicemails and whatever else you want to, however, maybe app chats, however you want to send them over, emails. We will be honoring police all week long for National Police Week here on WBSM, especially during Chris's show. I know he's got some law enforcement guests planned throughout the course of the week that should make for interesting discussion. And who knows, maybe we can even give you the new police chief during this National Police Week. I don't know. I think that's probably a little too soon, but you never know. All right. I've got to take one more break here before the end of the hour. Let me get that out of the way. 508-996-0500. Remember, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Manny the Money Man Resendiz from Money Monday. He's going to talk with us about retiring amidst all this economic turmoil. And then we're also going to hear in the next hour from former Red Sox center fielder Johnny Damon, who is coming to the South Coast on May 20th for the One South Coast Chamber Celebrity Scholarship Dinner. And so Johnny was able to do a call with the media on Friday, and I recorded it. I asked a couple of questions. Michaela from Fun 107 asked a couple of questions. Fall River Community TV was there, ABC6. So we're going to play it for you in its entirety rather than just like cherry pick the couple of questions that I asked. You know, we'll play the whole thing for you. So that'll be coming up in the next hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo, as we are each Monday. And you'll be able to call him with any questions or concerns for him at 508-996-0500. And then we'll give way to Chris broadcasting live from Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Fairhaven for his entire show. And then he's going to be out on the road again on Friday, where he'll be broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts in New Bedford on Route 18. So that'll be on Friday. So we're kind of bookending National Police Week with these live shows with Chris out there. So get out there and say hi to him, especially if you are a law enforcement officer. Stop by, speak with him. He'll put you on the air. And today, while he's over there at Tropical Smoothie, Karen is going to give you 50% off your order with your police ID. All right, I've got to take this final break. Let's get it done. We'll be right back. All right, we only got about 20 seconds here, but I'll take a quick call because I've got Manning coming in. Quick call. We got 10 seconds here. What's your question?
Oh, hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?